For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters. That's a passive statement. Something's happening to the tree. It's taken and it's planted by waters. And it speaks of the reality of what John says, that we're not children of God, not by the will of man or anything natural, but by the work of God we are children of God, by the work of His Spirit, by the cleansing and the washing of the water of the Word. We are made children of God by God Himself. And the godly man is like a tree that is taken. It was previously dead. It was like the cursed thing, which is like a shrub in the desert, shriveled with no life at all, and was blown about by the winds. It lived in parched places in the place called the wilderness, in a salt land that is not inhabited. That's a picture of everyone in their natural condition. But the godly man is like a tree that is planted. A tree already having everything it's necessary. And it's planted by the waters which will continue to feed it. And as we understand that, we know that the waters are Christ Himself when He says, "You can do nothing apart from Me. You must continue to abide in Me because your life doesn't come from you. It comes from Me." And so a godly man is made by God and cannot make himself alone.